Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my new book that's now available on Amazon. It's called Regain Your Power. It's all tips about how to keep your power, whether you're in a relationship or you're single, things to do, and you'd be surprised how power really affects how your relationship will be, whether you'll be happy. If you're having issues with your significant other, it will give you a lot of tips on how to regain your power to help you be happier in your relationships or if you're single. So check out the link in my podcast description. It's now available on Amazon. It's only $2.99, so it's affordable. And I hope you enjoy it. Hi, everybody. It's Yaz. And tonight I'm going to podcast on how to overcome your fear. Everybody has to deal with fear, and we all have moments where we're fearful of a lot of things that are going on in our lives. There's all different kinds of fear. We have fear that we could lose our job, lose our relationships, lose our homes. There's all different types of fears. Sometimes people just have anxiety or panic attacks because they have so much fear. They're filled with so much fear that they're dealing with in their everyday life. The stress that we all go through between working, trying to pay our bills, our children, our relationships. And it's a very stressful world that we live in today with social media, all the choices that are available. Trying to decide what to do. Are we doing the right thing? We're always second guessing ourselves. So tonight I'm going to talk about, you know, how do we overcome these fears, okay? And how do we deal with that, all right? The first thing that you have to do is you have to recognize, what are you afraid of? Write it down on a piece of paper and specifically write down, what am I afraid of? Write your fears down and recognize it and face it, okay? And you have to ask yourself, okay, I'm very fearful of this, right? And then you have to put down, okay, what is the worst thing that could happen? What is the absolute worst thing? What am I afraid of here? What is the worst thing that could happen? And if that happened, could I deal with it? You know, and how would I deal with it? So right away, the first thing you have to do is recognize what your fear is. You have to face it, and you have to, you know, just say to yourself, okay, what's the worst thing that could happen? All right. And what do I need to do to prevent that from happening? You know, we have fear. It's a natural instinct that we all have. And fear is a way of protection. We're trying to protect ourselves from being hurt from something down the road. All right. So that's why you're feeling a lot of fears, because you're trying to protect yourself. But the thing is, it's normal to have fear. It's just the degree of fear you may have. You don't want to be so fearful that it cripples you in your everyday life of having a healthy life. You don't want to walk around stressed out and unhappy and depressed. You have to overcome that fear so that you could have a normal, healthy life. And recognize it's okay to have fears now and then, but you can't let your fear rule you. You have to be strong and you have to do these things that I'm going to suggest to help you overcome your fears, okay? You have to face it. And it's just like fear and anxiety. It's like the same thing almost in a way. Like with anxiety, the way you get over that is you have to ride through it, okay? You can't avoid it. You have to ride through it. Let's say somebody has anxiety. They're superstitious and they don't want to drive down a certain street, okay? You have to do that. You have to ride through that street and overcome that fear. Or sometimes hoarders have a fear of throwing something out, that fear of losing something. You have to do it. You have to go through that uncomfortable period to ride through the anxiety, and you will see that it will go away, all right? You have to go through that uncomfortableness in order to overcome your fear and anxiety and to be at peace with yourself. And you'll see that the anxiety and the fear will get less and less because you're facing it, okay? You also have to take an attitude too, okay? You can't be too hard on yourselves. I mean, a lot of times we're very hard on ourselves. We have a lot of expectations. We all wanna achieve certain things in our life. We always want to live in a nice home, or we want, you know, the best thing for our children, okay? But you have to realize you can't do it all, okay? You know, you can't be hard on yourself. You have to, you know, you have to have gratitude and appreciate the little things that you have in your life. That's kind of like in my podcast, The Key to Happiness. Instead of looking at the glass half full, half empty rather, you have to look at it as half full. You have to appreciate the good things in your life. So when you're going through all these things and you're having all these fears, instead of worrying about what could happen, appreciate what you have. For example, appreciate if you have your health. Appreciate your children. Appreciate the little things in life that if you didn't have them, life would be a lot worse for you, okay? So that's how you know, try to overcome your fears as well. And you kind of have to have an attitude too. Like, you know what? I'm going to have an attitude, no fucks given, okay? Like a lot of people say, oh, this is the year of no fucks given, which means basically you're not going to worry about what people say about you behind your back. See, there's a lot of people that care what people say about them, and you know, they're affected by it. They let what people say affect them. You can't worry about what people say about you. You have to have that kind of attitude. Well, no fucks given. I'm not gonna let anything bother me. There's always gonna be people that don't like me, okay? Look at the people that are in government. Do you think they worry about the people that don't like them, or celebrities? There's always people that don't like them, but do you think they worry about that? Not really, because they're going to do what they have to do no matter what, okay? So you kind of have to, in order to overcome your fears, you have to have kind of an attitude like, well, you know what? I'm going to have that attitude of no fucks given, okay? The other thing is, when you're starting to fear, you feel those fears and everything. You could have fears of losing someone in a relationship, or it could be anything. We all have different kinds of fears in our life, okay? Fears of paying our bills, fears of being alone the rest of our lives. Everybody has a different kind of fear that they're dealing with, or sometimes we have similar fears that other people have. Whatever it is, it affects us all differently. Some people, it affects us more than others. But you don't want to let it rule your life and take over your life where you're walking around fearful, anxious, depressed. You don't want to live that way, okay? So the way that you overcome your fears are you do a couple of things to lift yourself up. You want to lift yourself up, okay? You don't want to bring yourself down. So I recommend, which is very good, go for a walk, get outside, get that fresh air, take a ride in the car, get out of the house a little bit. Sometimes when you're in the house, you know, you start to feel it, you know, like the walls are caving in, you know, you feel everything becomes so larger than life. And when you go and you take a ride or you get out of the house for an hour or two, you come back and you feel better. You feel like your head is cleared and that you could deal with whatever you have to deal with. All right. So it's a very good thing to get out of the house, get some fresh air, go to a park, take a ride, visit a family member, visit a friend. You know, it's good to talk to people too and have that support. You know, sometimes we all need somebody that we could talk to if you have a friend or a family member or a coworker. And sometimes, you know, we don't have somebody that we could talk to. And if you don't have somebody you could talk to, you could always call the Samaritans line, which is open 24 hours. That's Samaritans, okay? You could always call them if you have nobody else to talk to, all right? Another recommendation I have to overcome your fear, as I say in prior podcasts, is exercise. Exercise is great, you guys. It increases the endorphins in our brain, which raise our spirits, okay? You feel better after you exercise. It's good for depression. It helps you overcome your fears. Now, a lot of people look at exercise like, oh, I don't want to exercise. Well, nobody says you have to run the marathon or do the triathlon, okay? Just do a little exercise. Just do a little bit and it will refresh you a little bit and you'll feel better about yourself. You know, go at your own pace. Don't push yourself. Just do a little bit, you know? The other thing that I recommend to overcome your fears are...
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right. Sometimes, you know, your mind goes and you're thinking about everything and you're saying to yourself, oh, how am I going to get all this done? What if I don't get all this done? What if I don't get done everything I have to do? I have these deadlines at work. I have things I have to do for my kids. You know, I have my partner who's putting demands on me to do this or do that. You can't do it all. Don't be hard on yourself. Make little lists for yourself and say, okay, this is what I'm going to get done today. All right. And this is what I'll get done tomorrow. And make short-term goals. And just when you start to feel yourself falling into that trap of worry and fear, just say to yourself, you know what? I'm going to worry about this tomorrow. Okay. I'm not going to take on the world all in one day. I'm going to take it one day at a time. That's how you do things, you guys, so that you don't become overwhelmed. Because when you become overwhelmed, it paralyzes you and then you can't do anything. If you notice, a lot of people that have fear and anxiety, they're overwhelmed. They feel like they have too much going on. They have too much they have to do. And they just kind of just close down and shut down because they're overwhelmed. They're thinking about everything that they have to do. Don't do that. Just say, okay, I'm going to do this today. I'm not going to get overwhelmed with it. And the rest, I'll worry about it tomorrow. Okay. The other thing that you might want to do is meditation is great for fear. All right. That's also good for depression as well. It's always good to meditate. It relaxes you. The other thing is breathing. When you feel yourself, you know, maybe, you know, being fearful or you feel like you're going to have a meltdown, breathe, take deep breaths, okay? In through your nose, out through your mouth, all right? You want to also watch your diet, all right? You don't want to have too much caffeine because it's going to, you know, increase your heart rate a little bit, make you maybe a little, you know, jittery if you have too much caffeine. So you don't want to drink too much caffeine, you know, not a lot of coffee or anything like that. And of course, the obvious, avoid alcohol and drugs, all right? Because even though alcohol may, you know, numb you out for a little while, when you come off the alcohol, it's going to bring you down and it's going to increase your fears and it's going to bring you down further. And you don't want to do that, all right? So avoid alcohol and drugs as well, all right? If you're really having a lot of problems and you've tried a lot of these methods, you could seek out a therapist and go talk to a professional therapist as well, all right? A lot of people, you know, when they have a lot of fears and everything, they seek out faith. They go to church, or they go to a synagogue, or they go to their religious affiliation, and they go and they pray, and they seek a spiritual calmness and peace to help them deal with the fear. All right. And that may help you to overcome your fears as well. So seek out any kind of religious organization to help you work through any kind of fears that you have. All right. Another thing you could do to overcome your fears is get involved with a support group. There's a lot of support groups online today, and you could look up support groups. You know, you could Google it, and there's, like, for instance, if you're going through a divorce, there's a lot of divorce groups. You could look them up on Facebook as well. Facebook has a ton of different groups. There's groups on Facebook for single parents. There's groups on Facebook for, you know, parents of kids that have special needs. Whatever your niche is, whatever kind of, wherever you are in life, okay, there's always a support group available, and it really does help you get through a lot of any kind of fears you're going through. You end up talking to other people that may have the same thing, and they give you a lot of ideas how to deal with things. For example, I have an autistic son, and I belong to a support group on Facebook that is a fantastic support group that has given me great insight and great tips on how to deal with certain issues with my son. So it really helps to join a support group, depending on, you know, what your fears are or what your issues are, okay? The other thing that I could recommend to overcome your fears as well would be to get sleep, okay? People that have a lack of sleep end up getting very depressed, and it's just not good for your health. You know, when you feel better, it lifts you up and you could do a lot more. And it's just overall, sleep is very important. Sleep is important. Diet's important. Support groups are important. You know, do things that are going to make you happy. You want to look more towards the positive side of things, things that are going to make you happy. Try to figure out, what is it that you enjoy doing? Do you like doing a sport? Do you like reading? Do you like writing? You know, join a book club or something like that. You know, anything that's going to lift up your spirits, lift up your mind to overcome your fears, okay? Rather than just sit around and worry and worry and worry. You don't want to live like that at all. You want to focus on other things in your life, all right? And kind of just let all those fears go. You got to let it go. Just let it go, all right? And you have to say to yourself, okay, what's the worst that can happen? All right, you know what? I'm going to do what I have to do each day so that that fear that I'm afraid of won't happen. I'm just going to be human and do whatever I can, all right? And if whatever I'm fearful does happen, I'll deal with it. That's it, you know? You want to talk to friends, you know, they're great. You always want to, you know, have a close support group, whether it's your friends, your family, your coworkers. If you don't have anybody like that, like I said, you could seek out these other groups, or you can call the hotlines. They're always helpful. There's a lot of different hotlines available online. I suggest you Google them, whatever kind of issues you have. There's always an 800 number you could call to get help and support as well, okay? You have to ask yourself, okay, I'm very fearful of these things, but what would give me peace? What is going to give me peace? What is going to help me overcome this fear that I have? All right. You know, whatever it may be, if you have fear of, you know, losing your partner, you know, seek out some kind of therapy, maybe with your partner, or how to deal with any kind of problems you have with your partner to overcome that type of fear. You know, if you have financial fears, take a piece of paper and write down, you know, what you need to do or what steps you need to take so that you don't have any kind of future financial problems in the future. All right. Even if it means you have to reach out to other people for help as well. All right. But whatever your fears are, you're going to deal with it because, and you're not alone. Recognize that you are not alone. Most of the people today in the world are fearful of something. We all have fears. We just have different kinds of fears. And we all react to it differently, all right? So if you want to live a happy, healthy life, you don't want to let these fears overcome you, okay? You're not going to be hard on yourself. You're going to do the right thing, what you have to do in your life to survive and to succeed, all right? If you need that support, you need to reach out and get that support. You have to get out of your comfort zone and go beyond what you normally would do. And if that means reaching out to a group, then you reach out to a group. And you might surprise yourself and meet a lot of great people that could give you help, you know, either by talking to you or tips on, you know, what you need to do for whatever your situation is or the fears that you have, okay? And I hope that helps you in overcoming your fears, all right? If you like my podcast, please hit the subscribe button and share, and have a great night. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question.